All right, it's Thinking Out Loud from KBIA. Our guest is Michelle Casey. She is the Assistant Director of the Central Missouri Humane Society Animal Shelter, which adopts pets out and takes care of a lot of other ways of caring for animals in our community. And Michelle, welcome. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you so much. Nice to be here.
Let's talk about what's happening with Central Missouri Humane Society. I know you've got a couple of interesting programs going on right now. The community outreach thing. Let's talk about that and what's going on with that.
Yes, sir. So we've been wanting to increase our presence in the community for some time now, and we've got a lot of different programs at the shelter, but this community outreach program is largely inspired by the Humane Society of the United States Pets for Life model. So what this is an innovative program that's designed to extend services, resources, and information to underserved areas and to address the critical need for accessible, affordable pet care.
Okay. Let's try that now in a little bit more plain English. What exactly are you doing? Because you were talking about going maybe into like apartment complexes and some places like that that maybe aren't as aware of some of the stuff that you guys have available and some of the resources that are at hand.
Absolutely. So one of the goals of the program is to provide underserved pet owners with basic pet care tools as well as behavioral and training assistance.
Oh.
So this program basically keeps pets in the homes that they already have and improves their quality of life and elevates the human-animal bond.
So, for instance, if somebody's in an apartment and they get a cat and they're having trouble getting it to go where it's supposed to go, that doesn't really cut it with a lot of apartment complexes. We were talking before we came on, though, and it sounds like there are actually some places that are more pet-friendly than we might imagine with rentals.
Absolutely. We have a great relationship with a lot of management companies around town, but specifically we've been working with American Campus Communities, which owns Grindstone Canyon Clubhouse, and they're a wonderful, wonderful complex. They allow animals of all sorts. They have no breed discriminations of any kind.
Nice.
So actually on July 8th, from 10 to 2 p.m. at Grindstone Canyon Clubhouse, we're going to be hosting a Study Buddies adoption event, and they are going to be sponsoring some of our adoption fees. We're going to have a lot of cats and kittens out there and a few dogs, and we're going to be keeping our low prices for cats since we have a large amount of cats right now, and all cats that are 6 months and over are just going to be $6 to adopt.
Wow, that's terrific, and folks can get started with pet ownership, and then with some of these resources that you were talking about, maybe be able to keep the pets around for a while. So.
Absolutely. And this summer, we're going to be canvassing neighborhoods in Columbia and offering resources to people in the city who may be considering relinquishing their pets for either behavioral reasons or lack of finances, lack of resources, services. So we'll be offering free spay-neuter vouchers and vaccinations and flea and tick preventatives and just trying to keep pets with the people who love them.
Well, and that's beneficial in a lot of ways. Beneficial, obviously, for the animals, but also for you guys if somebody's not turning the pets in, if they're able to find the solution rather than just giving up on the pet, then that means more room for you guys, obviously.
Absolutely. That's one more open cage for us, and that's another homeless animal we can take in and help.
On that topic, as we're talking with Michelle Casey from Central Missouri Humane Society, I have been reading recently that there are an awful lot of cats at your place right now.
Indeed. Yeah, we call the spring and early summer is breeding season, kitten season. So we've got a large influx of kittens and bottle babies that need to be fed and cared for around the clock coming in. So we're doing a lot of kitten adoptions, which is wonderful, but that leaves a lot of adult cats at the shelter as well that are sometimes overlooked. So we're hoping this event coming up on July 8th is really going to showcase these adult cats we have left and help find them their forever homes.
Let's talk a little bit about that. If somebody wants to get a cat into their home, what would be the benefit to taking an adult cat as opposed to a little kitten that would be raised in the home? Because little kittens are cute, but these bigger guys and the bigger ladies need a home too, right?
Indeed, yeah. Kittens are wonderful. It's somewhat similar to puppies. They're very active and they're learning about things. They're curious. They have they're more apt to get into things, and they
yes.
have huge personalities. They're wonderful, but adult cats are great too, and there's a lot of wonderful adult cats that are very laid back, that already know how to live in a home, that aren't destructive, that really just want to curl up on the couch with you, and they can make wonderful companions too. So we hope that the public will consider them as well.
Talk a little bit about the adoption process. I walk in, I've got a couple of grade school kids. We've decided it's time for our home to have a pet, but we're not quite sure exactly what direction that we want to go. Tell me how that works.
Sure. So we would encourage you to fill out an adoption interest survey. It's somewhat like an application, just so we have your information down. And then we ask you on that survey what you're kind of looking for, what your lifestyle is like, what your home is like. And then our adoption counselors can better match you to a pet that would fit your lifestyle. And then once we get you all approved, then we just have to find the right animal for you. Our adoption counselors will go back with you. They'll help you interact. They'll tell you about personalities, and they'll try and fit you with the right pet. And then once we find the right one for you, as long as they're spayed and neutered, they can go home that day. If not, they'll get surgery the next business day and go home the following day.
Yeah, and that was, I remember distinctly when we got our kids' pets, that was a initial disappointment because they wanted to take their cat home right now, and they had to wait a day for that purpose. But there's obviously a good reason why you guys want to do that.
Absolutely. As a humane society, we spay and neuter everything that leaves our shelter, and we've had a lot of success with that. So even if you have to wait a day, it's worth it because you're getting the surgery.
When I was real closely involved with the Humane Society a few years ago, this was starting to be a thing that was talked about, and it seems to be a little bit more common these days. Talk about microchipping and what the advantages of doing that are.
Microchipping is a wonderful, wonderful resource for pet owners. It's not a GPS chip like some people think. It's a chip that just carries information. So it's about the size of a grain of rice. It goes right underneath the skin in between the shoulder blades. It's very painless, very easy, easy to administer. And that holds your information. So if you ever lose a dog or if you ever find a stray dog, you can take that animal to, or a cat, you can take that animal to a local animal shelter or a veterinary clinic, and the animal is scanned with a universal microchip scanner, and the owner's information immediately pops up.
So if something awful happens and your dog gets out of the yard or the cat sneaks out of the house and you can't find them, they show up at the vet's office 3 miles down the road and nobody knows you in the neighborhood and knows, oh, that's Buddy. They can check it and get your pet back to you.
Absolutely. And we hear from a lot of owners sometimes that dogs, while they're out running, or cats will lose their collars, or their tags will fly off, or they just happen to not have it on that day. So the microchip is just a backup that holds your information. And as a shelter, we scan everything that comes in. If it comes in as a stray, we scan it immediately. So that's the best chance of getting pets reunited with their people.
Michelle Casey with us. The Humane Society website is cmhspets.org for Central Missouri Humane Society. Let me ask you one final question. We talk a lot when we get you in here pretty regularly and talking about the different events you have going on and about the process of adopting pets. But if somebody's interested in volunteering somewhere, that seems like a place, and I've done it so I know, that would be very attractive to spend a little bit of time. Talk about your volunteer needs and what are some of the things volunteers do at the shelter.
Sure. So volunteering and applying to be a foster parent are two wonderful ways to get involved with the shelter. There's so many volunteer opportunities. We've just lowered the age from 18 to 16 so that you can volunteer as a 16-year-old. You can drive yourself. You should be able to volunteer. So that's been really wonderful, inviting the youth into the shelter and teaching them about the human-animal bond and the wonderful benefits there are to that. So there we have volunteers that just come in to walk dogs. We have some that help us clean in the mornings. We have bathing opportunities, grooming opportunities. There's so much to do at a shelter, as you can imagine. So we welcome anyone in and are so thankful for their help.
Michelle Casey, again, the Humane Society is at cmhspets.org. Or if you want to give them a call, the phone number out there is 443-7387, Central Missouri Humane Society. Michelle Casey, have fun with your events this summer. Thanks again for coming in today.
Thank you, sir.